Discovering Our Past is a history website developed as part of the College of Charleston's 250th anniversary. For more stories, audio recordings, and images, please visit discovering.cfc.edu. The oldest building on the College of Charleston campus, the President's House, was the site of the school's first classes. The land on which it stands was granted in 1672 to one of the colony's original settlers, John Cumming, whose name is remembered in nearby Cumming Street. In 1698, his widow, Afra Harleston Cumming, donated 17 acres of the land to St. Philip's Anglican Church. The church then built a parsonage for its ministers about a block south of here. Around 1770, as this area, known as Harleston Village, was developed, St. Philip's decided to erect a new parsonage house with a garden, orchard, and pasturage, and received approval and funding from the royal legislature. A brick building 48 by 44, with four main rooms on the main floor, two larger ones in the front, smaller ones in the rear, with kitchen and other offices underneath, was agreed upon. Minister Robert Smith and contractor Daniel Cannon were empowered to sort out the details. Construction began after May of 1774, and it's likely that the house was finished by 1778. For years, the house was dated circa 1770. The front faced south onto Wentworth Street, with no buildings nearby, unlike today. As St. Philip's Church laid out more lots, the size of the minister's garden and yard was reduced. Glebe Street was cut through the church's land very close to the west side of the house, glebe referring to property associated with a clergyman or a parish church. The first occupant of this house was Reverend Robert Smith, who had helped with the design details. A Cambridge-educated Englishman, he sided with the Patriots during the American Revolution, after which he operated a small private school on the premises. Being so learned and living so near the lands of the newly chartered College of Charleston, Smith was an obvious choice to be chosen for its first president. Classes were taught in the house, possibly in the ground floor basement, although it is not known for sure. Smith eventually became the first Episcopal bishop of the state. While professing liberty for white people, by the time of his death, Smith owned over 200 human beings of African descent. Certainly enslaved people helped construct this house. A later occupant was Smith's daughter-in-law's father, John Rutledge, South Carolina governor, a delegate to the Constitutional Convention, and an associate justice of the Supreme Court. Rutledge, also a proponent of liberty who enslaved people, died at 6 Glebe Street in 1800. St. Philip's housed Thomas Frost, another minister here, but by 1805, the house became rental property, with income used to support the church. By 1843, the original 4-acre plot had been reduced to its current size. As time passed, a wooden wing with bathrooms for each floor was added, the yard used for parking. The church refused offers from those who wanted to tear it down, and in 1961, with funding provided by descendants of Bishop Robert Smith, the college purchased it and rehabilitated it with the help of distinguished African-American contractor Herbert DaCosta, who worked on many other college and city buildings and whose papers are housed at the college's Avery Research Center for African-American History and Culture. Since 1965, this house has served as the official home for all College of Charleston presidents. The fence was built by the college, and the distinctive gate, with its bishop's mitre and crossed croziers, was designed by Charleston historian Samuel Gilliard Stoney to pay tribute to Bishop Robert Smith and the design of a gate at St. Philip's Church a few blocks away. Immediately inside the gate, as one approaches the front steps, are the tabby, or oyster shell and lime, remains of an old cistern. The gardens have been redesigned and redeveloped a number of times, most recently in 2007-2008 by Jane Benson, wife of past President P. George Benson. Many college functions are held in the courtyard and in the house.